This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.
The Texas Senate has unanimously passed a bill that would change the way charges in fentanyl overdose cases are considered. The overdoses will be classified as death by poison. Delivering less than 1 gram of fentanyl would be penalized as a third-degree felony, and if someone dies, it would be upgraded to the second degree. State Representative Tony Rose of Dallas has filed a bill to extend Medicaid coverage for new mothers. The bill extends health care coverage to a full year for new mothers on Medicaid. Before the pandemic, that coverage lasted only 2 months. Right now, Medicaid benefits have been extended because of the pandemic, but that ends later this spring. A Collin County pilot is dead after a plane crashed in Lubbock. The DPS identified the pilot as 26-year-old Tyler Christie of Lavon. The Beechcraft twin-engine aircraft went down shortly after it departed Lubbock Executive Airport Friday morning. Gambling search warrants were executed by Fannin County deputies, Bonham Police, and Savoy Police at 10 different stores in Honey Grove, Bonham, Trenton, Ector, and Savoy. 35 allegedly illegal slot machines were seized. No arrests have been made. Two Paris Junior College women's basketball players received postseason honors from the National Junior College Athletic Association, Region 14. Sophomore Nakeshia Sanders was one of 10 players named All-Region, and freshman Micaiah House was among 15 players named All-Conference. The Northeast Texas Beef Improvement Organization sold 4,705 head of preconditioned calves and yearlings at its latest sale at the Sulphur Springs Livestock Commission. A total of 1,868 head of cattle were sold to internet buyers. 26-year-old Devin Rosser was arrested in Titus County for bond forfeiture on a charge of assault of a family member by impeding breath and bond surrender for felon in possession of a firearm. Bonds total $80,000. Bond was denied on a TDCJ warrant for a 10-year detainer. A 5-year-old Mount Enterprise boy is dead after an ATV crash about 8.5 miles south of Henderson. The 39-year-old driver of the Polaris Ranger attempted to prevent one of the two minor passengers from falling out of the ATV, but he overcorrected, causing the ATV to flip, ejecting the boy. A 9-year-old passenger and the driver were reportedly not injured in the rollover. I'm Dave Kirkpatrick.
This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.